I don't know. I never really got in a fight until, I mean, after I was 12. I was a bit of an, I was the enforcer in first grade, actually. So we had this little band, you know, there was like the clique, and...
A band like Journey? Yeah. You were the Journey cover band when you were in first grade?
Yeah, I was the drummer. Now, for some reason, there were like four or five of us that were, you know, like Little Shaver, Tom Roddy, and I, and Greg Hansel. And for some reason, I was the muscle. And occasionally,
you're so scrawny.
Yeah, I know. I know, because I was vicious. And I beat the hell out of Danny Hardesty, who had a head that was like a beach ball. He was huge.
I feel bad for people with really big heads.
Yeah.
We knew this guy named Mark, Big Head Mark, who was in a really awful band, and his head was easily three sizes too big for his body. And on top of that, he had his big curly hair, and like if you got a big head already, don't get big hair on top of it. It just makes it look even bigger. And it was really amazing. I mean,
but like every time after that, like when an occasion arose to be in a fight, one of two things were going to happen. I was going to lose, in which case I ran, and I was pretty fast. Or two, I was going to clearly win, and the other person backed down. And that was...
Yeah,
that was what my dad taught me early age. It was like, you know, never fight a fair fight. And in a fair fight, half the time you're going to lose. or you're going to take at least as much damage as the other person. Yeah, so like... the one time they had, the kids up the street wanted to get in a fight, wanted to kick my ass. So, and we knew it, and we knew they were, like, plotting to, like, catch me when I was out riding my bicycle, right? So, this was Tom Roddy and all this stuff. It was really cool because I got, what was his last name?
Nelson Munsk?
No, his brother was, like, the biggest dickhead on the planet. I hated him. But, like, his older brother was kind of cooler and would occasionally give his younger brother a beat down when he's too much of a dickhead. Anyway, for some reason, he sympathized with my cause, right? And he was, like, 18. He rode a BMX bike and all this shit, you know? Like, he was, like, loser. We didn't realize it because we were little, right? And, so anyway,
you have to be a loser to be 18 and actually give a shit about anything in a 12-year-old's life.
Exactly. That's clearly how much of a loser he was. He came to, like, my defense, right? So, the idea was I rode, like, right through the hood, you know, like, where, you know, they were waiting in the... They came running out after me, and then all my friends just kind of like magically appeared around me, and were like, "Hey, what's going on?" You know, like we're ready to rumble, right? Of course, Pat's there, who's like 18 or whatever, and you know they're all like, "Oh, hey, Pat!" Because you know they're all friends all of a sudden, and the fight didn't happen because we had overwhelming numbers. That's typically how it worked out. Either that, or I had like a piece of lead on a string or something like that. A rope. That was one of my better...
You're in 30 years, man, you're going to have developmental problems.
No,
rope is lead on you.
I had about a 3-inch cube of lead, and I drilled a hole through it and put a rope through it. And then I had a tennis racket that I had smashed earlier that was in a fit of rage. I cut the head off the tennis racket and just drilled a hole in that, like, tennis racket handle and tied the rope to it. So it was essentially like a homemade flail. And, or mace, I guess. Well, yeah, flail is the thing that
wanted
swings
stick
around. Yeah. Because Darren nearly got accosted by these two jokers from somewhere, a different school or something like that. So we were all on the, we were going to go administer a beat down, right? And I don't know what the fuck I was going to do other than kill somebody.
Yeah, that's not something you can't really go half-assed with that.
There is you either don't use it or you might as well just kill the other person.
Yeah.
Because you're going to do so much damage.
Yeah, that's...
Fortunately, they were never found, so I never really got a chance.
Or maybe they were just never found, and we shouldn't even talk about this anymore.
Yeah. That was the one time Pat's younger brother, Brian, Griffin, that's what it is. Griffin, that fucking dick. He chased Tom and I to Tom's house, but we were just there a little bit ahead of him. Went into the garage and pulled out like these pipe wrenches that were like literally nearly as big as we were. And we were waiting for him outside, like when he came around the side of the garage. And all of a sudden he's like, hey guys, what's going on? He chased us like for 3 blocks and then struck up a conversation. Like, because we had big fucking pipe wrenches.
You're just
evil. I mean, we never really.
Yeah.
You know, it's display of force more than it was like actual use thereof.
You're fighting differently. Psychologists love this now.
Well, they fight nastier when they actually get into it. Like you don't want to get like
baby
but,
oil.
Well, no. But like guys will just try to beat on each other, but girls will tear out giant clumps of hair and go for like throats and necks.
The additional aggression.
Oh,
sure.
No, I'm just talking about chick fights. Chick fights, like ask any bouncer.
Physical fights anywhere near as much.
But if you ask a bouncer, bouncers know you can break up two guys who are fighting, but
hang over a man.
But what when you get you can like you can step like if two guys are fighting you can step between them and break them up. But if two girls are fighting you have to let them
it
go.
It depends on the age. The last time I saw a girl fight, I think they were like 12 or something like that. In which case, it's just like two effeminate boys fighting. It's a slap fight. Or like I remember like what it was really funny. We engineered this whole thing that for some reason. There was this one dude in our school that we hated more than anyone else, like Danny Salem, and he actually dropped, we kicked his ass so much he left our school. Actually, he came to our school because he was getting his ass kicked at public school. So we kicked his ass, and he went to Kiski, where like all the troubled kids go, like it was like the private school. And he got his ass kicked there.
What's wrong with this kid that made him get his ass kicked?
He was just like...
Was he an asshole? Or?
Oh, he was such a huge asshole.
Why didn't someone just tell him, if you're less of an asshole, people won't want to kick your ass?
You know, reasoning with him really wasn't like... I mean, he was just clearly developmentally wrong. Like,
he needed to be a special ed kid.
I mean, he was, you know, the scab picking, nose picking in the middle of class. Like, I mean, just repugnant. Like, you just didn't want to be near him. Then he was a dick on top of it, right? And just not very bright either. So, you know, it all kind of worked against
him.
He's
the ape that the society would have just rejected. He was one of those, like,
he would have starved to death.
He was one of the weird loner apes that would have been out in the forest.
Flashing himself to other apes.
Yeah.
For instance, we were coming home one day, and of course, I'm playing my normal antagonist role, right? I never really physically fought that often, but I was a real dick when it came to, like, making fun of people. So I'm making fun of them and, like, just basically circling them on my bicycle and just calling them all kinds of shit, right? Finally, he gets pissed off and swings his book bag and clips my friend in the face, who happens to be, like, the biggest fucking kid in eighth grade. Like,
smart.
Shaved in 8th grade. Yeah, he shaved in 6th grade. He was still shaving in 8th grade,
was
except,
he,
like,
was
it was
he,
daily at that point.
Was he, like, had been left back 2 grades or something?
No, he just, and what's funny is, now, he's, like, small. He never got any, he was 5'8 in 8th grade. He is 5'8 to this day. Like, he just grew, like, I don't know.
He bloomed and that's it.
Yeah, he races stock cars. He actually
that
had, no. let me think. His son should now be.
You would.
Should now be.
If
what,
you say anything over 10, that's
15.
Oh,
14.
Oh.
14, maybe.
That's not good.
Yeah.
See, you shouldn't be a daddy when you're 14.
Well, no, he was 16, I think, when he
got it. Oh, that's different. That's premature.
Yeah, but
he's young, you're a lot of
then his girlfriend was older than him. Was like 23 or 24.
So that's if you're a child molester.
It's so wrong.
Oh, he was great. He'd get like a case of beer for him and his girlfriend would have like two beers and he'd drink whole case.
So,
when he's 17. Like, because I think she bought the beer for him. That's how
it was. That's
sounds like a relationship meet in heaven.